Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
Yes, it is. And this morning we are chatting to Gurge Toldy from the University of Auckland about breast milk. Morena, how are you, Gurge?
Good morning, Gracie. I'm very well, thank you.
It's great to be able to chat to you today. Now, tell us a little bit about what your research is into here. You've been looking into microbiomes and breast milk. First of all, what is a microbiome for people like me who have no idea what that means?
So the microbiome is the community of bacteria that live mostly in our guts, but they are spread out to other organ systems as well. They are often referred to as the friendly bacteria that live with us and essentially help to digest food.
And so you're looking specifically at babies and their microbiomes and also how breast milk is supporting that microbiome. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this research area?
Yeah, so my interest, broadly speaking, is about how the immune response and the immune system develop in babies and how the immune cells work. And this is hugely influenced by the microbiome, so this is how bacteria come into the picture. And the other great influence on immune system development in early life is the type of milk the baby receives.
Right. And so, particularly, you've been looking at breast milk, and is that, what's your research been showing you about the way that that supports babies, or does it support babies? What's that conversation looking like?
So, the composition of breast milk is very, very complex. Besides its nutritional components, we now know that there are a lot of maternal cells as well in breast milk that are transferred into the baby, and the baby's immune system recognizes these cells, and through this interaction the baby's immune system is educated and is prepared for those challenges that the baby will meet in later life, whether this is an infection or another type of immune challenge.
So you've been looking at some of these long-term immune disorders like asthma and how this is linked into that. What sort of led you into looking at these more kind of lifelong problems that can be experienced by children?
We know from population studies that those individuals who were breastfed in early life are less likely to develop diseases like asthma or other autoimmune diseases, or things like obesity or metabolic disorders. What we haven't really started to understand yet is what the immunological mechanisms that reduce these risks in early life, and this is what my research focuses on. So how the immune development of breastfed babies differs to those who only receive formula milk in the first few weeks of life.
Mm-hmm.
And in specific, we demonstrated that a specialized immune cell subset called regulatory T cells play a very important role and show great differences between breastfed babies and formula-fed babies in the first few weeks of life.
So part of your research, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, is to look at how studying breast milk can support how formula for babies is improved so that it is ultimately better for kids as well. Is that correct?
Yes. So we do know that breast milk is better for various reasons. But the immunological mechanisms that essentially make it better, and the properties of breast milk that help a baby's immune system develop in the best possible way are just about to be understood.
Now, you've been doing this work through the Liggins Institute here in Aotearoa, and you're actually very new to Aotearoa as well. How have you been finding your first introduction into Tamaki Makaurau?
Yes, that's correct. I arrived about a month and a half ago. Yes, it's great to be here. I've had a lot of support from my colleagues, both in my research as well as in my clinical role. And I'm really looking forward to working in collaboration with other colleagues at the Liggins Institute.
So what's next for you in your research? What's the next step?
So the next step of our research will build on work that I did earlier in the UK. And in this research that we are about to begin in Auckland, we would like to collect cord blood samples from term and preterm babies in the hospital. And then we are planning to resample these babies later on at a couple of weeks of age to see how the immune system changes in early life after birth. And in specific, we would be looking at compounds called short-chain fatty acids and how these compounds influence the function of immune cells in baby's blood.
It sounds like really fascinating research, and I wish you the best of luck with the rest of it. Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, Gurge Toldi from the University of Auckland. Have a lovely rest of your Tuesday.
Thank you, and you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
Thank you.